Powell to the People, the podcast. I'm your host, Tony Powell, and today I have another interesting show. A couple weeks ago, we had my peoples, the Powells, and I had a lot of fun, so I thought, well, why not bring back my people, the Powells? So here we are again, talking old school, talking new school, and just trying to have a good old time. I'm here joined by my cousin Keith Powell, my brother Mark Powell, my other cousin Derek Powell. What's going on, fellas?
Not much.
How you doing?
We good?
Good afternoon. Always a pleasure to be here with the brothers.
Here we go.
Yeah,
here
Derek, we go. Derek's been working on his
man,
you know, quiet storm voice.
It's always good to be here. Been thinking deeply about the last time we all got together.
And, really?
It really, the really show
Derek.
Took off.
Once Derek I got been thinking deeply
about the show. And,
this cat over here has been thinking deeply.
I'm here working on my next career, but thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, so it's my pleasure, my pleasure. Well, last time, you know, I always like to start, you know, especially with you guys, I mean, just to get us loose, get us talking with a little something just to get your mind, almost like a mental warm-up. So I'm going to ask this question. Would you rather forget who you were or who everyone else was?
Man, that's a tough one.
I would.
Yeah, would you rather forget who you are, have total amnesia?
You know what?
But forget who everybody, or forget who everybody else was.
Forget who everybody else was. I do that anyway. I can't remember anybody's name. I'm not too far away from that. But no, that's probably one of my biggest fears is losing my mind, losing my wits. Besides losing my, you know, I think if I was to lose my mind, you know, Alzheimer's or anything like that, that would just unnerve me to no end. So I'd much rather forget who everybody else is than actually lose who I am. That's just scary.
So you'd rather be essentially you'd be walking through a world full of strangers every day. I mean, like you walk in your house, who's this woman
and
who are these kids?
I work with people who I still to this day go wait for other people to say their name so I can remember their name. So that's no big deal to me. It's like, okay, that's such and such. All right, good. No, that's because if you lose yourself, I mean, if you lose yourself, what difference do you make?
I'm not saying you're losing yourself. You just forget who you are. You would know you're a person. You would have your intellect. You just would not know.
But you would
like amnesia. You wouldn't know who you are.
Yeah, but that would be.
You would know that you're Mark Powell and that you know what your job is.
I'd much rather know who I am than everybody else.
Okay, all right.
Anthony, I agree with Mark to an extent, but at what age are you saying to lose yourself at? The way we are now, when we were younger. When we was our 20s or our 30s.
You pick 40. It. Doesn't matter. Pick your best time and then go with it.
I would go back to when I was 13 to 13? 17.
Yeah.
That was your highlight of your life?
No, Keith? I would lose that.
Oh, you lose that? Oh, I got that.
I lose that. That particular time.
You would want to forget that time?
Oh, yes.
High school?
Okay.
High school and all that stuff.
So Keith wants it.
So you just want to do it over high school?
Yes.
So Keith, if he's losing 13 to 17, Derek, what was going on at 13 to 17?
I don't know what was going on with him. You know, maybe it was girl issues, struggling with the game. I don't know. But that's like the highlight for me. I'm not losing myself. There's some people I want to forget.
Okay.
So that'll be good for me. I don't mind meeting new people every day, but it took hard work to become this boy. It took hard work. I ain't giving this up. No.
Fair enough. You know,
what was your answer, Anthony?
I think I would like to remember who I am, and every day would be an adventure. Because every day you'd be like, you know, you meet your wife, you're like, wow, she's cute. She lives here.
You know? That means you're going to have more than one wife because you go forget after the end of the day.
Well, yeah, I'm saying. But, you know, when you wake up with them, she's like, you know, I mean, ideally, I know my wife would not, you know, I'd have a tracker on me. So I wouldn't get lost like that. Uh-oh. Yeah, you know. Big old radio collar around my neck like Mutual Omaha's.
Maybe you need to speak to me about that.
No, I'm just saying that she would make sure that I would, you know, especially if I can't remember what's going on, she would probably, you know, I'm just saying she'd look out for me in a protective way is what I'm saying.
But that's not what I kind of heard here. It's like, you said you did mention a tracker.
Oh, yeah, I said a tracker.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Like a LoJack. Human LoJack.
You can't really make moves, you know, without, you know, you got to check in.
No, I mean, yeah, of course. I got to check it.
Yes, check. What does that mean?
You know what?
Yes.
I would defend my brother.
And when you say, and I know it's your brother, I'm going to get to you. Check in. You know, like, you got here today. Hey, I'm at the studio.
No.
I'm on the train.
I got more rope than that.
Okay. So you call, what, every 4 hours?
I mean, no. If there's a change in plans, I told her I'd see her later. So if there's a change in plans,
what if there's not? It's just a normal day.
Oh, I'm just gonna just do what I want to do, and then not.
That's what I'm talking about. Step your game up, you're a pal. That's what I wanted to get up at you. Now I'm happy.
All right.
And you wanted to defend your brother. You said
no, because you're saying check in. I don't think it's a check in as much as sort of like
it's courtesy.
Yeah, exactly what it is. Like, just so you kind of. I'm not saying hey. He's not saying hey. Listen, you know, I'm on the elevator. I'm on the street. I'm in the cab. He's not doing that. Mm-hmm. But it's sort of like a courtesy, like, hey, here's what's going on.
Thank you,
for what it's worth.
Thank you.
I mean, and because I do that, like, when I get to work, not that I'm saying, hey, I'm at work. It's just sort of like, it's an ease of mind. Hey, I got to work safely, or that's the deal.
Listen, because you know why you're saying that? Because you're single.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, no, that's something you want to know.
Maybe he's single because he's saying that. You know? Maybe my cousin's single because he's saying that.
And it's not you a guys have like, defended your
Dirk,
position.
It's just the common courtesy that they're giving their wives.
Do you check in?
Same thing.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm just asking. I don't know how this thing that y'all into goes. Oh. I don't know.
It hasn't been that long.
No,
you used to know.
Used to know. I'm removed. I didn't know if things changed.
Boy, you lost that chip real quick, didn't you?
Bow. Turn that light on.
Man, that bulb went out. He was like, take it out the socket.
Wow, man.
No chance of firing that sucker back up.
All right, so now we know.
Yeah, it makes sense, though, Ann, because I remember we talked about the light situation. And I know we're going to get to our topic.
Oh.
You still getting dressed in the dark?
Well, right now, I'm not getting dressed at all. So I'm sitting here naked right now.
I am, though, right now.
You getting dressed in the dark?
Because
explain the situation.
Explain.
No. The reason, because my schedule changed. So
let me give a little background. Oh, yeah. A few weeks ago, we were having dinner, and I happened to mention that because of the hours that I kept, because I had to be on the air at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm up at 3. And so, you know, that's early for anybody. So out of courtesy, that word again. Mm-hmm. Out of courtesy, mm-hmm. I would not turn the lights on because I'm up doesn't mean everybody else has to be up. You know about that, Keith. You still have to do the same kind of schedule.
Yes, I did, Anthony, but I turned the lights on.
All right, we're not talking to you.
What if you got a boot in the black sock?
Huh?
What if you got a boot in the black sock? How do you know?
I've been there.
Okay.
So but the pants are covered. Yeah, so you know what? I'm setting fashion trends is what I'm doing.
Okay, okay.
Establishing mine. You know what? Everybody's wearing blue and black socks. Oh, that's, right. That's what's up.
I mean, I need lights, man.
No.
You're paying bills.
I'm not
lights,
like that,
man.
But it's not truly the dark, but you know, I plan my outfit out the night before. So when I get up.
So you lay it out in the living room?
In the bathroom.
No, your brother's moving away from that.
I don't want to walk with a blue and a black sock. I try to keep that stuff
and you put
coordinated
in the bathroom. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, just plan the night before. But getting up late, when you say you get up at that, he got up at what, 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock. Mom went off every morning, 3 o'clock.
Yeah, mine gets depending on what week it is, either 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. So yeah, I'm up, but why should she get up? Now I have two boys at home, they're up, so that's no big deal for them, but yeah, you just kind of tip around. You're trying to keep it as quiet as possible because you're up. Why should everybody else be up?
So when they get in and you're home and you relax, you know, because you got to get your sleep. Everybody's got the lights off.
There's a lot more tipping than it used to be, because
The lights off.
Yeah, get your sleep. Obviously my bedroom's dark, so yeah. But like if you look in the hallways, it's
Are they respectful of your sleep?
Yeah.
They don't turn the lights on you.
No. They don't do that. The one thing they haven't figured out, which still drives me crazy, is that the doors click when you close it. So they haven't figured out how to turn the knob and close the door silently.
That would bother me, too.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I guess it would since you're by yourself. You heard some doors clicking. You think somebody's in the house.
Somebody's coming in, man.
But yeah, no, they
just the lack
this
of
is a relatively new schedule, so they're getting better doors at it. But it's...
It's a work in progress.
1 o'clock at 2 o'clock in the morning is a whole different world.
No, I can imagine. And then you sleep from what time when you get in?
I go to bed around 6:30.
Okay.
So
man, that's prime time around your house for most people.
Yeah.
So they walking around and they
missing a lot of games.
No noise.
Missing a lot of games.
That's what you got. DVR. Got DVR everything.
Get up in the morning. I check the score. Other than that, I don't know who won until the next day.
Now, how did you? So you said you turned the lights on, Keith. You said
I turned the lights on, Anthony. Every morning, when I got dressed, TV on.
Wow.
Lights on.
Well, that's like how a boss rolls. That's what a big boss does. That's a big boss over there. That's what a big boss paying bills do.
Carmen was fine with that.
Yes.
If did she also have an early schedule too, or no? She was
no, she wasn't working at the
time. If she wasn't fine, that's what a big boss does.
Oh, okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well.
Yeah, in that case, that's right. Y'all ain't big bosses.
Now, I'm going to go home and turn some lights on. That's what I'm going to do. Turn them on right now. In fact, I'm going to stop this podcast. I'm going to call her and tell her to turn the lights on.
That's
and
what I'm talking on. About. Welcome to the club.
All right.
Knock yourself out.
So, this I'm going to change. We're going to change gears. Hopefully, we'll put a little transition sound in this so we can go, totally new subject. Aretha Franklin. I don't know if you guys heard this on the news today. Aretha Franklin is not doing well. Her family says she is gravely ill. What are your thoughts about, well, A, Aretha Franklin, a musical icon? What do you have to say about
it? Well, Aretha Franklin, Anthony, Queen of Soul.
Yeah.
She's like you say, an icon.
Right.
And I know she's been sick for a long time.
Not the picture of health. Never has been the picture of health. I mean, no,
Aretha, her weight will fluctuate. She'll be big, right. She'll be small, in between. So if you're not taking care of your health,
right.
You're doing this up and down, it's not going to do good for your immune system, your bones and your body.
Right.
You know, because your body's shifting.
Right.
And then you got to remember, too, she's also getting very, very older.
Well, yeah, she's 70. I mean, I think she's 76. You know, I mean, And I hate to say, well, that's a nice run because, you know, when you get older, you start to go, man, that's real young. You know, the older you get, the younger these ages sound to you. I mean, if somebody, you know, if you're in your 70s, 80 sounds like a child of you. Like, man, that's too soon, you know. Yeah. But, I mean, I'm looking at it now going, wow, you know, it's hard to – I mean, all of your heroes kind of come and go, all of the things that you kind of grow up with, you know, as you get older, you watch these people, you know, kind of pass. I just think that her impact and music, I think now, especially now, and you know, God forbid, you know, that she goes, you know, soon. I think when they start having those retrospectives, when they start going back and they start having these, these reviews of her life and her music and her career, you start to realize, holy smokes, man, I didn't realize what a giant she was. And it's kind of sad. It was sad for me to hear it this morning. You know, that's one sister that I will certainly miss. One that I won't miss is Omarosa.
Oh! He's all over the place.
Yeah. Omarosa has stepped her game up. She's not there, but she's just speaking. So she's trying to grab people's attention.
Right.
Which she has actually really done, because
we talk about it, yeah.
Yes, and, you know, she's speaking about the president and saying about his mental condition is not all there, but hers isn't either.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man, you know, I mean, how, you know, first of all, like I said, I will not miss this sister at all. I will not miss this sister at all. I'm sorry. In fact, I'm sorry, I'm calling her sister. I got to take away her card. Her card is no longer valid. You cannot be one of us. We will trade you for a player to be named later. I'm sorry. That's it.
She's doing Chappelle.
Racial draft. We're going to trade her for a player to be named. I might just take cash. I don't even need a player. You know, cash and consideration. Maybe draft picks.
We're
going to
pick up Eminem.
Yeah, I take Eminem. Yeah, because at least Eminem is it was real when he came to this guy. I even like to call him the president. I say this guy, the occupier in the White House. The squatter. When it comes to him, I mean, she knew he was a race. Don't act like all of a sudden you were surprised he was saying nigga. You knew this.
Yeah.
She knew this, and you still got down with him. Took them checks.
Now they let her go, and she got a book, she got video, she got a audio tape of her being fired, and she want the world to feel sorry for her. I can't feel sorry for you, Omarosa. I'm sorry about that. You took the dough. In the words of Spike, before I sell out, I get the hell out. And you already sold out, Omarosa. No love for you.
No, she's, I mean, you know, and again, you know, and like I said, she's, you know, now they're releasing all these, and these are like the worst kept secrets. I don't even know who could buy this book. These are the worst kept secrets. Oh, wait a second. You mean Trump is maybe like mentally unstable? Oh, you mean Trump is maybe he's deteriorating? Oh, he might be a racist. Really? Really? What you got?
We don't have to read your book to know that.
Yeah. I mean, anybody paying attention knows that.
Exactly. We not spending no money on you, Omarosa, here. Not going to happen.
But she achieved what she wanted to achieve. She got everybody
Sure.
Talking about her.
They definitely.
I mean, she wasn't like she was on some show in Kansas. She was on the big boy shows, saying stuff that everybody. Sure. She was essentially telling everybody water's wet. I mean, it's like.
So well, wasn't she on Big Brothers or something like that?
Well, as soon as she got kicked out of the White House, I think she got picked up by a reality show. It was like she was out of the White House on Tuesday, and then Wednesday she already signed for another reality show. So it's like she's figured out a she's Kardashian'd it. She's figured out a way to stay relevant with no discernible talent.
Yeah.
It's like, agreed. How'd you pull this off? And
she's pulling it off, though.
Yeah. From my standpoint, it's like, man, that girl went to my school. So
she went to Howard?
That's what Wikipedia says. So I don't know. How'd she go
to Howard and get down like this, man? I mean,
Everybody has some bad apples, so we got to kick her out of the club. But yeah,
y'all got to take her bison shirts back, yeah, man. I don't think she represents, because you know no, it's funny because she was I think she was present when they had the presidents of the HBCUs there when they all went there to the White House, you know, kind of looking to stay solvent and get some money. She was there. She should have said, listen, you had his ear. I'm an alum of Howard University. We should definitely invest in it. She never did that.
Well, yeah. Well, she had his. Yeah, no. She was there for like the same reason that a guy is always behind him in those rallies. You know.
Oh yeah, the blacks for Trump. Oh, that one dude,
African American. She's the walking shirt for him. Wow. So that's why she was there. But no, she's figured out. She's a Kardashian. She's figured out a way to be relevant.
I'm sorry,
in
man.
A way that you go, how the heck how'd you achieve all this when you bring nothing to the table?
We got to have a reset. We definitely need, I'm going to go with Chappelle on this one. We need a new racial draft. I'm getting rid of her. And since I'm going to play general manager, I'm going to have to throw Kanye out there too. You see what this fool did the other day on Jimmy Kimmel? Yeah. What do you mean? Nah, I can't throw Kanye out?
No. Hold on. This is Derek. Kanye can go. I cannot support him. Okay. But that first scene. Was slamming, man. I mean, it breaks my heart, Kanye, man. You done said and did some stuff that makes absolute no sense. So it's hard for me to play it. But once I put it in, it's getting in full rotation. That's for sure. But he's got to go. Kanye's got to go.
We trade him, right?
We could trade Kanye.
Can we just?
I want to outright. I don't even want to trade him. I want to outright cut him.
I got to get something for this guy,
man. I think the trade value right now is so low. Did you see him on Kimmel the other day?
I saw the clip. What did he do on Kimball?
Derek, Keith. Derek, he had a brain freeze. Kimball asked him a question about Trump, and he just stared in space. Wouldn't answer.
Yeah, he said, Kimball said, listen, when Bush kind of let the people down and New Orleans, you came out. You were very aggressive. You came and boldly said that, you know, George Bush doesn't like black people. He said, but now here you are, here's Donald Trump, whose actions are 10 times worse across the board. I mean, George Bush was incompetent with Katrina. This guy is doing this on purpose, and you have nothing to, you know, I mean, what do you say about that? How do you feel about that? This dude sat there blinking, staring in the headlights for 8 seconds to the point where it was so uncomfortable. Jimmy Kimmel said, listen, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break. We'll come right back. He gave him a break so he could, you know, think about it during the break. You know, I'm going to give you some more time to think about this.
Right.
Still had nothing when they came back. So,
wow. You know why?
Like I said, his trade value is...
Everybody who deals with...
We can't even
get
a Justin Timberlake for that guy.
Everybody who deals with a Kardashian loses their mind.
Yeah, no.
All these ball players and my team, my team, I'm a Sixer fan.
Isn't Ben Simmons
dealing with a Kardashian, which means he's going to be either trash or blow out another knee or something like that. Everybody who deals with a Kardashian, whatever it is, some mind trick in there that just blows them out. They just cannot act and think and perform as they normally did. So he's name one person who dealt with a Kardashian who survived the Kardashian curse.
Let me see.
Kardashian/Jenner.
I got one. James Harden.
But it was short lived.
Yeah,
it was short lived.
Yeah, he was short lived. No, he got out.
So I guess, but it was like a month in.
Yeah, he was like, I can't do this.
Mark up, Ray J.
Ray J got away.
Okay, here we go. So we should blame Ray J because he put the curse on everybody. He's the one with that video
Now we got to cut Ray J.
Ray J unleashed the Kardashians on all of us. So therefore, we're all suffering with Kardashian fallout because Ray J did what he did in this dumb girl Oh, I can't get sued. Paid. I didn't have nothing anyway.
Yeah, so,
yeah, but so, yeah, so
Ray J is the Typhoid Mary of black men.
No, Ray J is? Ray J is Miles Bennett Dyson. He's the one who put the chip in the Terminator and set everything on. So that's what he is. He's if Ray J doesn't do that, then the world is normal.
So we got to go back in time.
We got to go back. We got to get a Terminator.
Stop him from
getting a Terminator. Take out Ray J before he does that. Before he is playing that recorder.
Right.
Before he's playing that recorder. We got to do a Minority Report. And how they came down early and they swooped
out. Yeah, stopped the crime
before it happened. That's what we got to do to Ray J.
Because before Ray J, no one heard of the girl.
No, Ray J is Miles.
Ray J put them on the map.
Ray J is Miles Benedict.
So we need a time machine.
But you're right, though.
That's what he unleashed all that. He unleashed all that. So even OJ got caught by proxy because he said in his thing, when this little girl, he said he didn't realize that was Kim. He could have taken her out then. We'd have been fine. He could have killed that woman. But, you know, I mean, that's probably a little harsh. He was a little girl at the time. But if we'd have known that right then.
We know what we know now. Yeah,
we could have taken her out and would have all been ended.
See, here's the thing. Now, if OJ had killed Kim, right, and we have a time machine, we could have showed them the alternate future. You could say, this is the world if Kim lives.
There we go.
This is the world if she's gone, OJ. What you want to do? You want to be a hero or not?
But the problem is, OJ's not the smartest person. No, OJ. He'll still screw that up.
Yeah, we got trouble.
He's only killed one OJ, not two people. Oh, y'all didn't say that. So, yeah. But, yeah, so Ray J is Miles, and he unleashed all that hell onto us, which is the Kardashian and the Kardashian way.
All right. Good enough. Well, so when you brought up football, I'm going to shift gears. We'll just keep this thing going. You brought up football. Latest, we were talking about this before. This taking a knee, the anthem protest. I hate to call them anthem protests because it's not really anthem protests. It's protest against police brutality. But let's, you know, for argument's sake, these anthem protests are still going on after the NFL did all these things and these owners are starting to freak out. You know, I've been hearing people say I'm a boycott football this year. If Colin Kaepernick doesn't get a job, y'all boycotting?
No.
Derek is boycotting again. He boycotted last year and he's boycotting this year.
You not watching football?
I didn't watch last year and I'm not watching this year.
All right.
Until Colin gets a job, no DP.
Well, you'll be watching football the rest of your life?
I ain't watching it again. How dare them take away his money in the prime of his career.
Yeah,
didn't sacrifice just like, not to the extent, but sort of to the extent of what Ali did, where he gave
him his prime years.
Yeah, he knew this could be the end result, and bravery on his part because that's tough to give up any kind of paycheck, let alone a check like he had. So that's a step he was willing to do, and he did good with the money that he got. I mean, he funded a lot of things, but I.
So you guys are watching football?
Yeah, I'm watching football.
Yes, they're watching football.
Okay, so. Why do y'all think Colin isn't working?
Oh, he's getting blackballed. I know why.
He's clearly blackballed. I mean, because I went through it the other day. We tried to name, Matt and I were sitting, my son Matt and I were sitting in the room. We tried to say, you know what? All right, let's just give the owners credit. And let's name 32 quarterbacks better than Colin Kaepernick. You cannot.
No.
You can't. In fact, it's hard to name 15 quarterbacks mm-hmm. better than Colin Kaepernick. So that means there's 15 guys out of the 32. That means at least 17 guys have a job right now who are not better than Colin Kaepernick. That means they gave Blake Bortles money last year, out ridiculous money to play for Jacksonville. And Colin Kaepernick could have gotten that team conceivably to a Super Bowl. People forget how good Colin was. Colin got to one Super Bowl, barely missed it by one throw,
mm-hmm.
got him to the brink of another Super Bowl, and I think Richard Sherman stopped that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like back-to-back years. They forget how good this kid was. And yeah, I mean, of course they fell. The whole 49er team fell off once Harbaugh left. So it's not. I don't put that blame on him. But don't tell me that a guy like Case Keenum is the answer in Denver. Don't tell me that Kirk Cousins is the answer in Minnesota and this kid can't get a look. Don't tell me that Blake Bortles deserved to get a contract that is just insane. Don't tell me that pick one. Philadelphia, they have two quarterbacks, Nick Foles is not better than Colin Kaepernick, even though he won a Super Bowl. So if you give him a team, this guy is as good as anybody out there.
Anthony, the reason I think most of all that they're holding him out is because they feel that he's the one, which he is, started with the social injustice that we see every day. And then other guys started picking up from the Eagles, Malcolm Butler,
Eric Reed.
Jenkins. Yeah. So what they're doing now is penalizing him for starting this, movement.
Right.
To show the world, you know, you can't always be an athlete and also have your own opinion.
Right.
But the owners want to take that opinion away from these guys and tell them, no, you can't do that. You're disrespecting the flag. And it has nothing to do with the flag.
Here's how.
No. The owners didn't say he disrespected the flag. The president said he disrespected the flag. Mm-hmm. That's what made that, even though it's been said 1,000 times over, and right-thinking people or people who have a consciousness about him know that, I mean, nobody's saying, nobody's disrespecting the flag or the military. Right. I mean, what idiot would say, yeah, I want my soldiers to die? Nobody's saying that. But the topic's been hijacked. But Colin, I think when he decided to do what he did, he knew, or at least had to have a sense that it's going to go horribly wrong. And horribly wrong from the standpoint of not any personal harm to himself, but like, I'm going to probably be out of work. This is just sacrifice he was willing to make.
And, well, he believed in his...
Yeah, he stood by himself.
He stood.
Now, you guys make incredible arguments.
Right.
I love this. It's like you're on my side, but you're watching football. Yeah. I'm lost here. You guys all have sons.
Right.
Right. All have sons. Black men growing up in America. I love it.
Yeah.
Power to the people.
Yep.
Power to the powers. How are you comfortable watching football with the compelling arguments you just made on Colin's side? And hold that thought. I got one more question. Because Anthony said, you and Matt sat down. Can you give me 5 quarterbacks right now that are better than Colin?
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Oh, you can have 5? You can go 5. I mean,
I 10 or 15.
Brady, Rodgers.
Roethlisberger, Breeze. You know. Rivers.
Right. Wilson.
Wilson, too.
So that's you can easily get to 5.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can probably get to 10 when if you say well, maybe Matt Ryan and I don't know, my top five.
Really?
Yeah. Adam in my top 5.
Oh, I want to hear the top 5 now. So what's your top 5? If Colin's playing right now, who's your other 4?
I would have had, of course, Brady, Rodgers, the man who fell in love in Seattle. He all right, but I got to put him in there.
Russell Wilson.
He in love. So,
I don't know if he's top 5, but
you don't think he's top 5? Okay, that's just me.
No, but you got Colin top 5, so right, what do I know?
I got Colin and the Philly quarterback. That was it.
Really?
Oh, what? Yeah.
Okay.
That, really? But remember, that's my – remember, y'all stay in your chair.
No. So,
you know, you're getting a little restless up in here.
Sure. Aren't you a Cowboy fan?
No. That's when we were kids. When I ain't know no better.
Okay.
Later for Jerry Jones. Right. I can't get sued, right?
No, you can't. Hey, later for Jerry Jones.
Exactly. Later for Jerry Jones.
Well, Jerry Jones said any of his players disrespect, they gone. They ain't got no job.
Well, I said, you know what bothers me? And I had this argument because I've heard the other side's argument. The other side's argument is, well, you know, it's disrespecting our troops. It's disrespecting the anthem. It's disrespecting the flag. And I will say to all of those people, and I hope you're listening, and please write at me, get at me at Powell to the People, Powell to the Peeps on Twitter, POWELL, the number 2, the letters DAPEEPS. On Twitter, get at me, because here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to lay it out. Those people that are using those premises really don't understand A, that the anthem itself, the last verse of the anthem, which we don't sing, right, is written by what is one of the most racist things you could possibly imagine. I'm not going to repeat it because you can easily Google it. It was written by a vehement racist, Francis Scott Key. Was a pro-slavery, anti-black racist, and he wrote that anthem. The anthem was not even a thing. It didn't become a national anthem until Woodrow Wilson made it an anthem, another one of the most racist people we've ever had in the White House until recently. He was the one that kind of codified that, and he was under pressure. Other people who were Klansmen and the like were the ones that were pushing that anthem forward. Forget that. So the anthem is not the thing. You know, I mean, if we need a song for America, I would recommend you use Ray Charles's version of what is it? God bless. Yeah, use that. Just play it in the stadiums. I'll stand up and put my hand over my heart. As far as the flag is concerned, again, it is if you read your history, the founding fathers were not really looking for a flag. The only reason they got a flag was so that when they had ships on the open oceans, they could identify them. That was the only reason they said, yeah, we got to get a flag. So it wasn't some big thing. And as far as the troops are concerned, our grandfather was a World War II veteran. He was an MP. Who served over in Europe. He lived in North Carolina. When he got back home, nobody cared about him being no troop. Nobody cared about the fact that he served this country. Nobody cared about the fact that he put his life on the line for Americans' rights. He didn't have any rights. He didn't get no GI Bill. He didn't get any of those things that you guys use to get your wealth. So, and he probably had to take that uniform off relatively quickly living in North Carolina because they would not let these brothers be. So I'm sorry. Don't use those arguments. Don't at me with those arguments. They're weak. The fact that Colin Kaepernick can't get a job is not a function of his ability. It's not even a function of his statement. It's a function of maintaining a level of white supremacy. And I think I'm really disappointed, not in Colin Kaepernick's actions, but in the actions of people we just named, like Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers and those guys who have these platforms, too, who could say, listen, this is a shame. This is, you know, I mean, whether you agree with it or not, he has the right to express himself and he should be playing and not doing that.
Well, Anthony,
but I will be watching football.
I don't know. Yeah.
I got a problem.
I think I'm not sure exactly how he said it or what he said, but I think recently Rodgers did say something regarding that.
Yeah.
And I know Brady went a soft angle, but Brady's everything was a soft angle. Said some kind of, nobody's going to come out and stand in the middle of the field and scream, this is ridiculous, other than, like, of the big players. I mean, you have, like, the Chris Long? I think it's Chris Long.
Chris Long, yeah.
Yeah.
Howie's son.
He's a bit more vocal, but the big quarterbacks, I don't know, that's, you know, those are the big names. They're probably not going to do that. So I will say Rodgers to an extent and Brady to an extent did say something recently. This is three years running now. But not early on. Nobody thought that. But here's another little weird angle I guess I would take or present to you. We're lamenting the fact, and Derek's not watching anymore because Colin doesn't have a job. This is a private industry.
Right.
They could do what they want, when they want.
Right. There's no right to play professional football.
I would have an issue if they said, listen, Colin, you can't buy an apartment in this building. Or something. They're not taking away his rights that he's granted
as being a citizen.
They're taking his rights away from being in a special league of special players run with a special monopoly. So it's like, it stinks. But if they say, listen, hey, Colin, you got to leave the country or you can't, you know, buy this house anymore in this country, that would be an issue. But the fact that, you know, he can't play football, yeah, I'm watching again. But it's a big issue, but I wouldn't boycott it over that. I'd have a bigger, like, I think, I forgot her name now. Samore said it, that the comics had a perfect line. I'm more offended if you not give me a good credit score than him not, you know, playing football. I mean, if you really want to, you know, affect change, that's more of an issue than somebody not getting, you know,
they're
the chance
away,
to play.
They're taking away his right to earn.
Right? I mean, you know,
his career.
Right. But it's not
this
his. That's his skill. That's not his. They didn't take his right to earn. He can go. He went to college, right?
He went to college.
So
sure did.
Go get a job in the profession. Now I know his profession was football.
Right. He applied for a job as a football player.
Well,
right?
What was his minor? He should go to job doing that.
Nah. He's good at his profession, and some boys in a little room made a decision. We ain't gonna give him a job.
Right. No, I mean, you know,
because he ain't stayed in his place.
Right. I mean, here's the thing.
How dare you speak up?
Right.
You know, you worried about what we doing over here? Nah, son. Stay in your place, boy.
Right. No, that's it. That's the conversation that's being had, and I think again, that to me is the primary issue.
All right. Well, one more thing. All right. So I understand your premise. Did he help himself with his socks that he wore about the pigs? I think he equated. Now I hate the fact I'm gonna get this wrong, but he wore these socks about death to pigs.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Right.
So did somebody who was saying something so brilliant and so thought provoking and strong and brave hurt himself by wearing something so simple minded? I mean, his statement about I'm not gonna stand until we stop the police brutality and the racial injustice. Did it get cheapened and lessened because you look down and go, man, you say this, that's, I can get on board with this, and I look down and see your socks are like, come on, you're better than that. Did he hurt his case at all?
It hurt, but still, young African American lives are being lost. You know, they got a 4-part series on Trayvon Martin now.
Yeah, right. I think. Produced by Jay-Z, I think.
Right. Exactly. You know, these things are still being happening. And, you know, I sit here surprised because one of my fellow cousins had told me that they now keep their driver's license on a chair, you know, just in case. They don't want anybody to make a forced move.
That's right. It was me. I said, yeah.
Oh, that was you, Tony. I didn't know it was one of y'all.
Yeah.
And he's watching.
he knew it was me.
And he's telling me he's watching football. You know, he got me leaving my ID, you know, and just in case you get pulled over.
Right. Keep it in the cup holder.
Right. It goes real wrong real fast.
Right.
And that's what this was all about.
No. Well, here's right. The thing. I mean, you know, I love y'all. You know, and we're black men, and we are going to be pulled over. We're right. going to find ourselves in those sure. situations on a regular basis, mm-hmm. whether we deserve it or not.
Right.
And, you know, I would rather be able to have the conversation about how fucked up the stop was
mm-hmm.
after the fact.
Sure.
As opposed to having a conversation at one of our funerals.
Agreed.
So. That was my thought process behind that. But yeah, I mean, listen, and you make a good, both of you make great points, Mark. I mean, yes, it's a private league. It is not guaranteed to anybody, and there are certain rules of decorum. But the thing about the National Football League is that it is 32 different companies that have formed yeah. a union. And so there's 32 different companies that can make their own rules about how they want to get down. So Colin Kaepernick is being colluded against. He's being blackballed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the issue that should be talked about. I watched 60 Minutes last night, and Oprah was talking to the guy that has founded this. I have to find his name, and I apologize for not knowing it. But the Lynching Museum. Down there. Did you see that?
In Alabama.
Very
right.
touching.
That's good.
I mean, they got lists of towns and states
yeah, that was,
with names
that was
of
powerful.
People that were lynched.
Right.
Now, you think about this. They kept records of black people who they lynched.
Yeah, because it was in the papers.
They lynched them for the silliest things. We couldn't find your husband.
Right.
Or we think you stole something. You looked at that white woman the wrong way.
Right.
So you're going to lose your life?
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy.
And that's but the idea behind that was the terrorism. The idea was to terrorize the community, make sure that you didn't decide that you really deserve some rights. The idea was that you decided that you really didn't like police brutality. The idea was that you really thought you should have the right to vote. So let me just put this ridiculous example of how little power you have. And I think that's kind of the backdrop of to me, the subtext of this blackballing of Colin Kaepernick is to tell all these other black athletes, don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. Eric Reid, I know you had a great, I know you potentially, you have Hall of Fame talent. You are one of the top safeties in the league. Sorry, don't even think about it. That's not for him. It's not for Colin Kaepernick. It's for all these rookies coming in this year. It's for all these guys coming in this year, looking around, and they want to make sure that you understand this is how we're getting down.
I agree 150%. But still, I sit here because you guys are making impelling arguments. They have terrorized. Don't your son play football?
Used to, yeah.
Okay. Let's say he starts back up again, right? He's only going to be a sophomore this year. He has a chance of going to the league.
Right.
Now it's time for draft. Colin is in the back of his mind because he's afraid. So he's going to stay in a place like a good old boy. But that's not the way you raised them.
No.
Dirk, right? I don't see Matt that way. Matt is very vocal.
Okay.
No, I think he'll speak his mind, but he might run into a problem by speaking his mind.
Then that's a good thing. He isn't watching football, is he?
Yeah, I think he might be watching.
Oh! Football. No, but
to his credit, he was prepared to take a knee at a high school game. And he was, and I watched him. I was like, "What is he getting ready to do? What I think he's getting ready to do?" And then he's looking around, but Staten Island. It's like Staten, Alabama, so he thought maybe just on this one, I feel it, but I want to live. So he didn't go all the way there, but yeah, you're right, Keith. He is vocal and he's woke, and he would be in that category. And I think there's a lot of kids in that category. I think the NFL, is the old boys league, and NBA is not like the NBA. NBA is much more open to change and everything else. The NFL.
That's
is
why Chris Jackson from LSU.
NBA is getting that moniker of being so progressive, and they are. They're a lot more forward thinking. Their commissions are a lot more.
All these leagues are owned by rich white guys.
Yeah, but they're Commissioner Silver is a lot more forward-thinking and sees things. But don't get it twisted. They act like that they had no problem with the anthem. They had a problem with the anthem when Chris Jackson, a.k.a. Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, was leaving. He was he wasn't even on the bench. He wouldn't come out. And eventually they said – no, he would sit down and he would pray because he's a Muslim. And then they said, okay, fine, don't do that. Go to the locker room. So that's when they made the rule, hey, listen, we all got to stand. It wasn't like they always had this rule. It's nice, but – back to Derek, like I keep saying, I'm watching, hoping my team wins this year. But when he stops getting his citizen rights, then there'll be a bigger issue. But if it's just because he didn't get a chance to play, tons of guys get blackballed for all kinds of stupid reasons. His is just more popular. I mean, his is just more vocal. There's guys who will get blackballed for things you go, he's not playing anymore? Yeah, because of this, because of that. So,
I'm going to use your argument against you now. Your team is the Steelers. You're a diehard Steeler fan, you and Keith.
Yes. That's right.
And we are.
And the leader of your team, your quarterback.
Is a rapist.
Was a rapist. That's right.
Yeah.
He's a rapist.
Young co-eds.
Yeah.
He's a rapist, pounds. And he's the franchise. He's the face of that franchise.
Y'all okay?
He's the guy y'all banking on this year.
Right. Yeah, I hope he stays upright.
Okay.
16 games, yeah.
I want the rapist to survive.
I want my team to win.
How you feel about Bill Cosby?
I feel bad about him, too. Yeah,
you miss him?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nobody's defending that one. No, he is. I want Ben to play well, but I root for the Steelers. But when they're good, bad, I root for the Steelers. So, yeah, is it a good look that he's out there – when he was younger, doing some things in the bathroom and nobody could confirm.
It was called raping. Was
yeah, I know.
Things. Okay.
Same thing. Same thing with Kobe. It was same thing in Denver.
But Kobe paid that price, though.
Yeah.
He came forward and he said what he did.
Yeah,
and he paid some.
You know why? Because Vanessa was looking at him like,
he was facing 50 years in jail.
Let me be real clear. I'm no Kobe fan because he snitched. If you're going down, you go down by yourself. Well, I should have did what Shaq did. So sorry, Kobe. You can't be snitching out there. You got jammed up. You get jammed.
No. I assume, like I always tell the boys, I assume when they're out and about doing things, and they somebody, now talk about serving their friend, I assume everybody's dirty. I assume everybody's always doing something wrong all the time. So when Ben did his deal and Kobe did his deal and Jordan was doing this stuff and nobody's talking about it, I always assume these guys are always on the dirt doing horrible things. But, yeah, I'm going to still I wish Ben would have had enough sense. Like I always said to the boys, when you start doing some things, you don't have any sisters, but you have female cousins, you got clearly a mother, you got a grandma and aunts. Think about that. Think about how you would feel if somebody told you, such and such did that to Avery or Madison or that Sade. You'd want to kill somebody. Well, then that's somebody else's cousin, niece,
daughter,
whatever. So that should apply. For whatever reason, it didn't apply to Ben. Probably is a function of football culture, that macho, rah, 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 I can do what I want, big, burly guy. That's probably a function of all that. Doesn't justify it, but just it's how these idiots think. So,
well, I'm sorry, I mean, but there's a double standard. I mean, like, you know,
it's a clear double standard, but it's always a double standard for talent, for super talent.
Right. I mean, we put and I'm not a Jameis Winston apologist either, because he's an idiot. He's a moron. Yeah. I'm sorry, Jameis, you're an idiot. Tony said it. Tony Powell said Jameis Winston's an idiot.
Yeah, he just can't figure it out.
You know, but he seems to catch a lot more of the venom than somebody like Ben Roethlisberger. People still waving them towels in Pittsburgh.
No, you got to compare to Apple. If Jameis did this in 2018, 2017, Ben did that. He was
a kid too. They're both the same age.
But what year?
So you're talking about the Me Too now is more powerful than the time of Ben Roethlisberger.
Cosby was buck wild for years. Nobody's saying anything.
Those are just allegations. Those are allegations.
Oh, man.
I know you didn't say that. That was Derek Powell.
He over here. allegations. Theo Huxham over here? Man. No, but it's just the time. I mean, like Kevin Spacey, all these guys who are getting caught up in this wave and it's happened now. If Carson Wentz did what Ben did now,
right?
Oh yeah, he would get slammed. But back then it was like the Steelers were embarrassed, but it was like, yeah, well, you know, boys can't be boys because when is that ever? Like I said, if you apply the daughter, sister, niece, aunt,
rape has always been rape, as far as I know.
I know. Who would I care? I mean, I think that we said one time in the news or here on the news drives me crazy. Forcible rape. Tell me when rape isn't forcible. Yeah, right. You let me know the non-forcible rape, then I'll show you. Consensual sex. So come on, it's such a stupid phrase, but it's because that it happened. It's happening now. If that would have happened, if Winston would have, you know, if Winston was 10 years ago, I don't know if he even got slapped on the wrist. They probably wouldn't have said anything because I mean, Goodell
they would have squashed it. Yeah, they would have blamed the girl. And
Goodell would have probably the team would have fined it. Nobody would have heard about. Right. And then it would have gone away. But because he did it now, which is even dumber, it's like, listen,
no, he is stupid.
Everybody is watching. You can't spit on the street without somebody saying, "Hey, man, I saw Jameis spit on the street." To still do it is like blows my mind.
Well, so especially for this guy, this is a guy that came out of FSU.
Well, remember that we say used to yell in the cafeteria?
Yeah, you know, grab by the pussy.
He thought it was hilarious. Come on.
You know, he's standing up in the cafeteria. Now, first of all, you know this. I mean, I know you know this, DP. You the big man on campus in a place like Florida State where football is king.
God.
You're a god there. So anywhere you go, there's eyes on you. Yeah. There's eyes on you everywhere. He goes in the cafeteria. It's the student cafeteria. And them big long-ass lunch tables.
Yeah,
he hops on a lunch table. Now, first of all, as soon as he walked in the cafeteria, everybody's going, wow, Jameis Winston's here. Yeah. Jameis is here. Hey, Jameis. Waving at him, you know, hey, Jameis. You know, they all winking, you know, the girls. Everybody's trying to get Jameis' attention because Jameis is the guy
he's
there.
The guy. Yeah.
He hops on the table and screams, grab my, come on now. And then, you know, he gets, I mean, the crab leg thing, I didn't have a problem with the crab leg thing just because I know you know this. When you're big time like that in these places, they're always giving you stuff. Yeah, people are giving you stuff. Yeah. Maybe the new cat didn't know, wasn't aware, didn't understand the program, or when Jameis comes in, he wants something, you just give it to him, don't worry about it, I got it. He didn't know that. So, yeah, you know, he got
that doesn't bother me. Just like forgot the guy Pryor from Ohio State with the tattoos. Yeah, those things happen, but it's like, but you know, part of the reason these guys tell themselves, like, listen, just get in and walk away. Why you got to put everything on blast yourselves? Hey, listen, I got tattoo. Just take the tattoo and walk away. Just take the crab legs and walk away.
Just walk away. Yeah. Well, they stopped him at the door, but the crab legs. And he was like, no, I got the thing. I'm James Winston. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Really? Sure you're James Winston.
Like I said, he's just not a bright man. But to do this and then to get in trouble with this Uber driver.
Yeah.
First of all, how are you grabbing an Uber driver? Aren't you sitting in the back seat? I mean, so that means he climbed his ass in the front seat and then decided, you know, I'm Jameis. I'm gonna do what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Not today. These girls ain't going. Their sisters are not playing that no more. They never played it. But now they know that they're going to be believed. They're going to be heard. Yep. It's not going to be ignored. I knew Cosby could get over. I said this to y'all before. You Bill Cosby, right? You do something insane like that. You drug some girl and then you rape her. The girl, she doesn't remember. She got roofied. She doesn't remember. So she goes to the precinct. She starts telling the story. to the detective who answers, you know, who comes in to take her story down. And she's like, yeah, you know, and I went there and a guy gave me something and blah, blah. And the moment you say, well, who's the guy? Do you know him? Do you recognize him? Yes, it was Bill Cosby.
Jell-O pudding?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what happened. You know,
America's dad.
America's dad.
Yeah, the guy, come on. As he's eating his pudding, he said, so what did you Oh, I love Jell-O.
Yeah.
There's no way in the world he would have done that.
So then.
There's always room for Jell-O.
Yeah, exactly.
There's always room for Bill.
So that's exactly what happens. And that from that moment, he calls in some other detectives just so they can hear the story again because they think it's hilarious.
Why are you going to love this one?
Yeah, you know, so that's why he was able to get over, because you couldn't believe it. And people just couldn't visualize him doing it. Harvey Weinstein, on the other hand, you know that cat. Just looking at him, Keith, you knew full well he wasn't going to get none. So, no. I mean.
He just nasty.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, I mean, for him to get, you kind of knew that he felt like this was.
Don't want to be a plant around Harvey.
Yeah.
You're the whole new me to rubber plant.
But, Anthony, you know what's funny? In this day and time, there's so many videotapes, cameras, everybody.
Yep.
That you're on.
Right.
People privately recording you, right. Videotaping you. So you can't do nothing and don't expect it to come back to you later on.
I'm exactly right. I don't know why people don't. I mean,
amazed. We're taping this in New York City, which every time I cross the bridge to come in, when I was telling somebody else, when I'm in New York, you'd assume everything is being recorded, because you are. I mean, right. Your license plate is constantly scanned every time you cross
the bridge. Yep. Every time you go through the easy pass, they record you.
They always know who you are. So the fact that you always catch somebody do something stupid is like, how do you? You got to know in this city of all cities that you're always on blast. So why would you do something? But these guys, like the Harveys and the Kevin Spaceys and the Bills, it's like.
They get big enough that they think that he can get away with it.
They're above the law.
I guess.
Well, speaking of law.
They turn their lights on, don't they, Keith? they turn those lights. Those guys turn those lights on, huh, Derek?
Oh yes, sir.
Well, speaking of the law, I read this the other day. Now I'm gonna say this up front. I am a huge, huge James Bond fan. Old school James Bond fan. I only like two James Bonds. I only like two Bonds: Sean Connery and this and the new guy, Daniel Craig. That's it. Anybody? I kind of like Pierce Brosnan, but I thought the movies were stupid. But the latest hotness is that Idris Elba is being considered to be the new James Bond. What
have been rumoring that for a while.
That's outstanding. String a bell from The Wire, he can be 007. I'm down with that. That's right. String a bell.
Yeah.
Forget about that Idris Elba. That's Stringer from The Wire. That's right. Put him in the suit with the bow tie, the tuxedo. String a bell going to do his thing.
He could fit the profile. Only thing may hinder him is... 55?
He's about 50 years old. So,
but no, he has the look.
The young man still looks young.
No, he has the look. He has the physique. He has the physique that allows him to be Bond, because that was the problem with, and I remember.
Roger Moore.
Yeah. See, my brother just said, you know, he's a big Bond fan. He was. I remember, so when he was growing up, it was Connery. He was always swear, Connery's the best Bond. But when I came around, Connery's not good. It's Roger Moore. Now look at him and go, my gosh, how could I ever think Roger Moore is a good Bond? He's horrible. Knees tied together, could barely walk. So now I understood so that's why when this new guy came around, I mean, Timothy Dalton wasn't half bad, but I can't think of the new guy Bond thing.
Daniel Craig
fits the perfect role. I mean, he could be a couple inches taller, but he fits that physicality role. Idris is a big dude. He could definitely pull that off. And with CGI, you can.
So y'all have no problem with the fact that. You know, I'm going to ask you first before I go on this rant here, Keith. Go ahead. Your thoughts.
He can pull it off. He has the accent.
Right.
He has the style to walk.
Right.
And he's from across seas.
Okay.
So he has it all.
So you all of y'all are going yes on this?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I'm going yes with Stringer Bell.
I've heard that rumor for a while. Like, I mean, because Daniel Craig, he wasn't supposed to do like the last two. So he's been like rumored for a good 8 years to do this.
But Anthony, why you don't, I see some in your face that, you know, you're not feeling this at all.
You don't think Stringer can do it?
Let me say this.
Oh, boy.
Here it comes. Let me just say this. You know, and I have the same issue with Marvel comic books, but I'm a put all this together.
Right.
Here's my thing. As I said, I grew up, Sean Connery was the dude. I read all the Bond books when I was a kid. I read them all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as a literary character, I understand that James Bond's mama is from Switzerland. and his daddy is Scottish.
Yeah, we not.
Now, I'm looking at Idris Elba. I don't see no Swiss in there, and I don't see no Scotch in there. Unless he's got a bottle in his hand, I don't see no Scotch in him. So, how are you going to now just turn this thing around? They have, you know, like in the comic books, they do this all the time in Marvel Comics. Like, you know, now all of a sudden, Iceman is gay. Now, I have no problem with the gay superhero. I have no problem with that at all. None. But how you going to turn Iceman gay after he's been straight all these years? He's just now coming out the frozen closet.
You know the reason why. I mean,
yeah, I understand the logic behind just trying to get more readership. But here's my thing. Why not? And this is what I'm going to say about Idris Elba. If you want him to be an action hero, if you want him to be the super spy, this super time killer who's working for the British government, can't you create a character where he's working for the British government, super, and you can give him all the same stuff? But why does he have to be James Bond when James Bond is what I just said he was?
Because you know the reason why. It's easier to go with a franchise or a brand than to establish something new. It takes a lot. People don't switch brands easily. It takes a lot to have somebody say, you know what, even though I'm going to try something new.
Don't try to tell me Coke is Pepsi when Coke is Coke and Pepsi is Pepsi.
But Tony, listen here. You're going to have to rewrite the books, and they have to change it. He came from Africa. That's it.
No, man. You know what? Why can't he be Shaft? I'd be fine with it. They said the new Shaft is Idris Elba. I'm down with it.
Oh, Shaft is Samuel Jackson.
No, that's now you're going to upset me again. You know full well it's Richard Roundtree and then somebody else. It should have been Wesley Snipes, by the way, but they didn't go that route.
Is he out of jail yet?
Wesley good. He's making straight to video movies because, you know, they don't want to mess with him. But I like Wesley Snipes. I'd like to see Wesley Snipes actually get some.
No, Wesley Snipes was a good. He was a good action hero. Passion 57
Blade, man.
Blade was killing,
franchise,
yeah.
Man.
He was the one that really kind of made these Marvel movies jump off.
Stallone when he was that bad character.
Demolition Man.
Demolition Man. Okay.
Yeah. I like the Spike movies better though. I like them.
He was good in Mo' Better Blues.
Yeah, Mo' Better Blues and what's the Jungle Fever?
Oh yeah.
No, that's the first time you saw Samuel Jackson really
he was cracked out.
It was gay.
Him and Halle Berry was
But I'm sorry. I cannot accept this, man.
They put him in a Hugo Boss suit.
I can't. I don't care what they put him in.
Nice pair of gaiters.
I don't care, man.
Gaiters the bill.
No, man.
Yo, he's going to
do it. He's going to be an Aston Martin. They're going to pull him over every 5 minutes.
That's right. Well, you said the comic book tie-in. If that's the premise, I forgot his character's name in the Thor movies, Idris.
He played Heimdall. And I had a problem with that.
Why?
Yeah. A black Viking?
Problem. He's got a problem with Idris. Yeah. That's what it sounds like, man.
A black Viking?
Why can't black people be a Viking?
Wakanda and nothing else. Otherwise, there would
no, but see, right.
Wakanda and Storm are the only two black people in the Marvel universe.
No, but you can have. But there's other characters that they could have highlighted. They could have made Bishop. They could have made a movie about Bishop. They could have.
Bishop was black,
right?
In the comic book,
right? So,
movie, he's not black.
I know, but that's crazy though. That's what I'm saying. I mean, there's a ton of characters that they could actually, you know, enhance, or they could give their own franchises to, but they choose not to.
You know what Hollywood's saying? You people are never happy. Saying no matter what we do, we make somebody gay, you bitch about that. We make somebody black who was white, you bitch about that.
So
what
how did
can
you
we
feel
do
about
to make you happy?
With Jamie Foxx?
I didn't see it.
I didn't watch it.
Okay.
I would rather. I mean, you know, and it here's the deal. Over. It crossed over, and I get all that. But how would you feel if the cast of The Wiz was all white?
Well, yeah, it was.
Wizard of Oz was. Yeah, I'm talking about The Wiz.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's Diana and them and Michael. That's with Michael no and them, man.
No soul
they do all that dancing. We were doing it.
They gonna be doing that.
I'm going with your interest. You got my support.
Yeah, I can see that because he has the physical profile to be that character. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a big dude.
Yeah, I mean, but there's other big dudes in Hollywood that can
name a big British dude who can do it. Who's young enough to do it now?
Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, sorry. Oh, okay. Well, I use my black British. He's
Australian.
I
don't think he'll fit that.
Six in one hand, half a dozen other.
He's an actor.
Let Chris stay as Thor.
Yeah, he's a good Thor.
He's Thor. Right. I don't see him as a James Bond. No.
Right. No, no, he's a good James. My wife keeps saying this. who would be a good James Bond is Hiddleston, Loki.
Loki. They were talking about him at one point. He was in the running, but now they're starting to lean towards Idris Elba, and I just wanted to get it out there. You know, I like it. You know, Stringer Bell, yes. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with all of that. Stringer. But I'm sorry. You cannot be my James Bond.
You gonna call him Clay? Huh? Is Mama call him Clay? You gonna call him Clay?
That's right.
All right.
He's always Stringer Bell to me.
Okay, I'm just saying, man. Three out of four of us say yes.
I understand the leap that when you say, like, you know, like with the gay Iceman, it's like sometimes, I guess the thing becomes, for so long, there was never anything, there was never any other. There was no black, there was no white, there was no Latin. It was all just whitewashed, same old, same old. And then finally you start trickling something in, and it probably to a certain point, it feels like there's oversaturation. Like, listen, we're fine. You don't have to just make everything all at once. You can keep, you know, how about to just give us everything in 5 years? How about you just do the rest of your career that way?
Right. You can start now and move forward. Like the CBS is bringing Magnum P.I. back. You see that?
Yeah.
I saw the promo.
You saw the promo?
Yeah, I saw
Who's
the
guy?
There'll never be another Tom Selleck, so I don't know why they're trying to bring that back.
Yeah, he looks.
Well, also like Murphy Brown too, but that's the same cast. So.
Yeah, but they with the new Magnum P.I. instead of Higgins being old British dude, it's a girl now.
It's a woman. Yes,
it's a woman. Woman.
She's
like a British special.
Well, they remade Ghostbusters too. Do you have a problem with that?
Although
it was a funny movie, did you have a problem? It was all girl Ghostbusters.
I didn't have, you know, I believe it or not, I did not have a problem because there's no canon for Ghostbusters. There's no, I mean, it's okay. It's a one shot deal. They made two movies, and if you want to reboot it, that's fine because there's no literary, you know, counterpart.
There's no
history for the Ghostbusters. It's the movie that starts and it's the sequel, and then they say, okay, let's reboot it. Just like we were watching Lost in Space, the reboot on Netflix.
That's very good, Mark.
I didn't like the original one, so I wouldn't really care. Man.
Dr. Smith is a woman now. I have no problem with it. I mean, because they rebooted it, and again, there's no history.
So long as your thing is, if there's no book, then you can do what you want. But once they put the paper, then you got to go with what the paper has.
What I'm saying is that we have a character that is that is old, that's almost 60 years old.
Wow.
And suddenly, he's going to be black. Now, they've had many people play the role of James Bond. This would be the first black Bond. I just think, you know.
But did you have a problem with the two blonde bombs and Moore and Craig?
I had a problem with Moore just because I thought Roger Moore was too soft to be James. Yeah, James Bond is a killer. He's licensed to kill. That's why we like Daniel Craig, because he looks like he could kill you. Sean Connery looks like he could kill you if it came down to it. Stringer Bell, yes, looks like it could kill you.
Oh, okay. You see my face?
No, we have seen him. I saw you start to react.
Okay. Now, so totally seen the light, Derek.
I'm just saying. So in that regard, yeah, fine. So I didn't, you know, in terms of the two blonde dudes, yeah, Roger Moore was a pussy. I'm sorry, I could not accept him as James Bond.
I came around to your thinking as I got older and got wiser.
You know, Pierce Brosnan, I thought, tried to play the character well. I wasn't crazy about Timothy Dalton because he just didn't have any humor at all. I tell you who I did like and only did one movie. That was Lazenby, George Lazenby, who I thought if they had let him stay,
I never liked that one.
He would have been all right. I mean, yeah, the movie was trash. It seemed like they were just trying to figure it out, but I think if they had given him another shot or two, he would have been fine, but he kind of lost his mind in that project. All right. Well, okay. So 3 out of 4 of us are going with the Bond, Black Bond.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah, I think they're good.
Y'all tell me how it is.
You know you're going to watch that.
You tell me what it's like.
You know you're going to watch
it. Tell me how it sounds.
You know you're going to watch it if it happens, which you probably won't.
Apparently, Idris is he was the one that's kind of putting that out there. I mean, because they were talking about it for a minute. What's his face about Loki? Yeah, what's his name? Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah.
But
I didn't think of him until I saw him in
the King Kong movie.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't realize he was that.
He's tall.
Yeah, I knew he was tall because he's like 6'4", 6'5". But I didn't realize he was that kind of physical specimen.
They pump him up a little bit. You know, he had the there's two curses. There's the Kardashian curse and the Taylor Swift curse.
Oh, yes, another one.
So he was dating Taylor Swift, and, you know, that kind of almost.
Yeah, but they survived a lot better than the Kardashian.
The Kardashians ruined you. Yeah, like you said, I mean, it is a Terminator curse.
Kardashian, good. That's. Well, that's the new HIV there. That takes you out. That's the new HIV. Well, that takes you out. It just makes you all off limits. Like, man, you were there. I can't deal with you anymore.
Well, there's some other act I want to talk about, and he was in the paper today, and I think this is interesting. One of the guys I used to like a lot, Richard Gere.
Really? What was in the paper for?
Well,
Gigolo. It was a gigolo, man.
American Gigolo, yeah. Richard Gere is expecting a child.
Like
Richard Gere is 68 years old.
He's still dropping babies?
Tony Randall had one at 77, so I guess so.
Yeah, so he's 68. Now, I want to ask y'all.
No.
Okay. Let me ask the question first. Let me just ask the question.
All right, good.
All right. You 67 and a half. And
we talked about a funeral earlier that had some of those things going.
67 and a half. And, you know, you got a young 35-year-old wife.
Right.
And, you know, she tells you she comes in with the clear blue easy stick. Mm. And shows you that, you know, the positive is lit up.
Wow.
How you feel?
You both going to be in diapers and learn to walk at the same time.
68. Tony, 68 years old.
Yeah.
She's having a baby. You'll be about 69 by the time the child is born.
Yeah.
How are you chasing around a baby?
You're not.
You can barely see.
Yeah.
You can barely hold your bladder. She's going to change both of you at the same time?
You'll both be up at the same time picking baby. Because the baby gives up all hours of night, and so do you.
Getting that baby powder in bulk, you know. Go to Costco with like, the baby powder.
While you're up, stop and get the sun. On the way back in the bathroom.
That'd be a heart attack. Oh, my God.
No, I can't. I mean, much as I love kids, I couldn't imagine having one now, let alone if it was.
I mean, because he had his first one. His first one is 18, so he's 68. So he had that one when he was, what, 50? I guess 50. He had his first child at 50.
Richard Gere started real late.
Yeah, he was confirmed bachelor in the third marriage, you know.
Yeah, that ain't going to be a good look there.
Well, Richard Gere got that money, so they got nannies. He ain't got to worry about it.
Yeah. But when he's 79, the kid is going to be graduating from public school.
Yeah.
He'll be 10.
Yeah, can right? Yeah,
he's 70. He'd be 79.
He can't go to public school.
How you gonna go there? That's my daddy. Come on, daddy. Daddy don't know where he at.
Can somebody put a bib on a daddy?
Exactly. Nah, that's a good look.
Kids gonna make kids gonna have jokes, but I mean, you know.
Oh, they gonna have major jokes. They gonna have major jokes. Huh?
That's how they have a rough schooling. And all that.
So y'all saying no?
No.
No. Hell no.
No. No. No. No.
All right.
No.
Okay. Forget the baby. You're 68, and would you get married again at 68 to a 35-year-old?
No.
No?
We ain't got nothing in common.
No.
Okay.
No, man. No.
Yeah, really. I mean,
she's going to take you out. You're going to have a heart attack.
Nah. Okay.
I'm 49. I have nothing in common with a 35-year-old, let alone somebody who was less than almost half his age.
Yeah.
I couldn't even.
So that's a no.
No.
That's a hell no.
No.
Okay.
They listening to Drake. I'm listening to the Temptations. Fly. You know, talk about her cell phone and all this. That's too much. That's too much pressure, man.
After a while, she'll be calling, "Daddy." Exactly. That's gonna be your new name.
Yeah.
Sugar Daddy. Pressure. Yeah, because he's.
So y'all saying no?
No.
We saying hell no.
No.
Yeah, hell no.
Derek has it right. Hell no.
Hell no.
Okay. No effing way.
Mm-mm. Well, according to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That the ideal woman
that got him in trouble, man, you know that, right? At least according to the movie, it did.
Yeah,
got
it should be one half the man's age plus seven.
Seven, okay. Yeah, right. Well, no.
So guy. If you're 68, half of that is what, 30, 34 plus 7, 42?
Mm-hmm. No.
That's just about right.
Guy. No.
I must plant my seed. Go to soil. It's just the prophecy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no.
Ooh, I can't see that. Y'all edit that.
No. Take that one out. Save your life.
That's right.
Nah, that ain't a good look, dude.
No.
Okay.
Even seeing walk down the street's not a good look, because you know it's like, come on, man, what are you doing there?
Exactly.
And it only goes in one direction. It's never ever going to be
a 35-year-old dude with a 68-year-old.
Yeah, no,
what you going to do when they want to go? I want to go dancing. And they 35, you 69.
You sitting down in the rascal scooter, you can reverse and backward. Yeah, reverse.
You know what's funny?
The electric slide in the scooter.
Exactly.
Let me know when you're back.
I think Derek was telling me about by his job, they had the older men with the younger girls used to come around.
Oh, that's regular.
Oh, yeah, that's regular.
All right. Until Viagra came out,
yeah.
Changed the rules of the game.
Yeah, the game changed.
But before Viagra, there's older men with the young girls.
Okay. Yes. You know why?
If Viagra comes, young girls don't want to be bothered no more.
Yeah, because now they got to pay up on that. All that stuff the guy's been wishing, I'm going to do this, going to do that. Now you actually can do this and do that. Before it was just like, whatever. This ain't going to happen. You can talk all that mess. That is 30 years ago. Now it's like, listen, remember that stuff I was telling you at dinner? Now the roosters have come home to roost.
That's right.
That's it. So, change the game.
Now, drop them drawers. Here we go.
That's right. That was rampant then, man. They come around because they knew you had a nice pension and all that. And they come through and see you. You get to squeeze them. But as soon as them blue pills drop, man, change, man. You got to get up off this now, man. You want to get this money? Life good, boy.
Now they running.
So how is okay? Well, I asked this. I mean, because people are curious. I know our marital status. You know, I'm talking just hypothetically, sweetie. I know our marital status. What would be an appropriate age to date for you, if you were available to date?
I'm 49. I think, can I do
what's the youngest?
I'm thinking 40, but I'm not even sure if I could deal with that because that's still like, it's almost a decade difference. And I know nothing in the 30s. Anything in the 30s is like no way because I can't imagine.
So if you met somebody at 35 and you're 49, that's too young?
They're in a different world, man. Their world is different from mine.
Mark, I go with 45. 45 and up.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the same thing. I'm thinking like 45 because I said 40 would be like, that's. We're almost a decade. I think 45, kind of that 5-year window, like we're in the same park. 35-year-old. I work with 35-year-olds, and they're idiots.
Okay, sorry. I was trying to figure out where you're basing this on. So 35-year-olds that you know.
No, they still want to hang out in the club and drink their wine. They still want to do all the stuff that they did when they were 25. Like, listen, you got to.
But if they're 35 and single, though, that's not a disqualifier.
We're
like hanging out in the club or whatever. I mean,
you said 35. Like, am I just dating or I'm looking for somebody to like partner up with for a while?
You looking for somebody to partner up. Somebody you're going to be in a relationship.
No, Keith is right. 45.
You got to go 45, 46. Yeah. Easy.
Keith is right. 45.
They established at 45, 46.
Exactly.
Okay. 35, they might still be at their mama in them house. And it's just a thing, man. Yeah, ain't got the credit game together yet. It's a problem.
Anthony?
45, your
number?
46.
My number?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be a little bit more open than that. I mean, 35 doesn't see. 35 might be young.
35 is young.
Yeah, might be.
We need a number. We need a number, Tone. We need a number.
I'm gonna go with 36 and a half.
What is this? Price is Right?
Yeah. 36 and a half, yeah. And one penny.
That's what I'm going with.
Wow.
He's gonna have problems.
I was just about to say. Problems. How many bedrooms you got in your house?
I'm just saying, because at 46, you're going, 45. Somebody's got to push the chair. That's what I'm saying.
No, 35. They
got motors now, man. You be all right, man.
Somebody
got
to push the chair.
I don't think 35 has anything in common with you at that. I really don't.
45.
What if it's an old soul? 35, old soul.
Yeah, ain't no such thing as no old soul at 35, man. 35, well, they want to be in the streets, man.
Okay. Derek is right. Derek is right.
If they listen to Temptations, Keith, that's all right.
Temptations is good.
They not listening to Temptations.
If they listen to Temptations, it's good.
Temptations.
You change your mind.
No, I'm staying at 45. Oh. But if they're an old soul and they listen to the Temptation, I'm good with that.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
Derek is right. They still want to be in the streets at 35.
They can't cook. But they making peanut butter and jelly. Man, come on, man. 35?
I'm just asking. It's a hypothetical.
Oodles and noodles. They ain't making no peanut butter and jelly.
No, they're making macaroni. They're making reservations.
Exactly.
That's all they're making.
That's too much money.
Where are we going to eat tonight?
Exactly.
So, now that all the 35-year-old women have been insulted by these 49 and 50-something-year-old men, not me.
But it's a 36 to the penny over
here. They did. I'm just saying. Okay. I was just curious. I mean, like I said, now we know that y'all cannot handle kids at age 68,
most people can.
Okay. No, I'm not. You preach it to the choir. You're right. I mean, both people would be wearing diapers and you'd be buying buying Desitin and everything you'd be buying would be in bulk at Costco, which would need a set for you and a set for the baby.
You wouldn't have to change the aisle. It'd be the same damn aisle.
Same aisle, adult diapers and baby diapers, walkers for both of y'all. You know? Yeah. So, yeah, you know, I mean, it's God bless him, you know, but, you know, I mean, God, it's, you know, I don't know what he was thinking. I mean, and the thing about it is his new wife already has a 5-year, they got a 5-year old at home already.
Oh, really?
Wow.
So he's been this is their first child together, but she has a 5-year old from a previous marriage.
Oh, so she just
so they already got a preschooler.
Tony, she's just locking them in.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
that's,
you know, so make sure to
that's
sure,
not
sure
a child,
the baby's
that's a paycheck.
In. Yeah, yeah.
She's locking
that's
them
a
in.
Bank statement. It's like, hold on, how long ago was Officer the Gentleman?
Officer the Gentleman.
In Chicago and everything else? That's what she's...
Yeah, man, she good.
She's
Officer
popping out checks.
So, you know, she's just locking them down.
Sold
that
woman down the river with that sexist comment, but that's what she's doing. She's popping out a check.
I mean, you know, I mean, listen, I mean, it's
a baller.
It's financial planning 101. Yeah. That's what that is. You know, I mean, you know, he ain't going to be around for the baby's 18th birthday,
no.
But those checks will be.
Yeah, she did with those.
Hey, Rich, you don't hurt the game.
That's it.
From American Gigolo and Internal Affairs, he was a crooked guy.
Oh, that was good. Now
that was outstanding.
Yeah, it was really good.
Now look at him being taken advantage of. It don't make no sense.
He didn't learn. Did not learn. Gentlemen, once again, it has been a pleasure having you here to be part of the podcast. I mean, Powell to the people. It's so much more fun when my people are the Powells. And I'm glad that you all came down. I want to remind people to subscribe to Power to the People. You can find us on the OG Podcast Network, on iTunes, and I believe we're on Google as well. So look for us there, Power to the People, and you can follow us on Twitter at Powell to the Peeps, P-O-W-E-L-L, the number 2, D-A-P-E-E-P-S, Powell to the Peeps on Twitter. Thanks again for my guest, Derek Powell, Mark Powell, Keith Powell. I'm Tony Powell. This was Powell to the People.